Hey, welcome back, everyone. My name is Joshua Stamper, and this is a very unique episode. This will be the first solo episode for the Language and Behavior Podcast, as my co-author, Charlie Peck, is actually in Virginia, as she is killing it, presenting on our book, The Language and Behavior. So shout out to her. Can't wait for her to come back, but I did want to apologize for the late delay. We were trying to work out our schedules with both of us traveling, but unfortunately we couldn't get us both on screen. So what I decided was I'm going to discuss something that continuously comes up, especially this time of year. Charlie and I are so grateful for everyone that's been purchasing the Language of Behavior and using that as a resource moving into the beginning of the school year. But what we're finding is that we're coaching a lot of school leaders on kind of that building of a foundation of systems to make sure that this implementation is going to be one, successful, but two, running smoothly. And so with that, in these conversations, I just wanted to note a few things. If you've downloaded our book study kit, or you have the book, or maybe you purchased a bunch for your staff, and you start going through the resource and realizing this might be something that is a little more difficult based on some of the pushback from folks, I just wanted to note what you're probably going to see. So just so you realize, when you're implementing the strategies that we talk about with our three tenets, is that a lot of times teachers get uncomfortable. One, because it's a change in a mindset and a change in strategies, and also systematically. And with that fear comes that there will be a loss of time, a loss of control, a loss of punishment, and then also just a loss of motivation with the students. And what you're going to have to massage, especially in year one, is that shift in the mindset, but then also on a few different priorities. And I'm going to kind of go through each one of those things that you probably should be focusing on, especially in year one, which is going to be the most difficult, right? Because this is a new concept for folks. And unfortunately, people bring in a lot of their misconceptions, their biases, or, you know, some misinformation that they may receive specifically on terms, right? If you use the language of restorative practices or trauma-informed care, someone that might be a peer, someone that's a friend, may have had some negative experiences with something that was trying to be implemented on their campus, in which case then that's communicated to your staff member, and they're bringing that concept, that bias in to this initiative, and they may just shut down, may not listen. Maybe in their mind, they're saying, I'm not going to do this work moving forward. So I think the first thing that you need to do when trying to build this foundation, specifically in year one, is that you're going to want to build and develop a common language for terms, for behavior, and for responses to that behavior. So for instance, the word consequences, if you as the leader are using that term consequences, you have to understand that when you're in that staff meeting, when you're talking maybe in a different smaller meeting, that the people that are there may have a different definition for that term. And in that staff meeting, you may have 50 different types of ways people define the word consequences. And so as the leader, it's very important that there's a consensus on terms. There's a consensus on things like when it's a low-level infraction versus a high level, because some of the discipline matrices and some of the ways that behavior is defined is very different in the mind, especially when you're in an escalated situation, as to like, when should I be calling for additional support? And what does that behavior equal in regards to the consequence, right? How are we responding? Second thing too, is you're going to want to look at what is being defined as far as your classroom management tools, your discipline matrix. There's a lot of terms for that. And is everyone in agreement with what is being provided? And so just as far as the consequences and how that looks, just remember that we need to respond intentionally, which is our tenet three. And we need to be very clear as leaders as to what's the appropriate response to the behaviors that we are eventually will see. The thing too is that you're going to want to make sure that you're identifying staff that's going to champion these things. We laugh sometimes and call them your disciples, right? People that are like-minded, that are passionate. Sometimes the term first adopters is in there, that they're going to be the ones that are going to implement the new responses, strategies, And then they're going to also share that out. Now, we provided in the book a relationship action team model for you if you wanted to implement that. The main thing is that it's not just top down, right? It's not just the leader saying all the time what needs to happen, but it's also peers telling peers, hey, I tried this, it worked. Do you want to try it too? And I think that has a lot more weight to it versus what we're typically seeing on a campus or in a district where it's being mandated from the very top and you're hoping that everyone is going to be compliant moving forward. The other thing too is the use of PD is very intentional. Everything that you do, every touch point that you have with staff, every form of communication hopefully has some way of introducing proactive classroom strategies that keeps them understanding that this is, yes, a mindset shift, but it's also an initiative that's not going away. Unfortunately, too often what we find is that it's a one-off PD and then it's never discussed again. It's a book study and then it just gets put on the bookshelf and never discussed moving forward. And a lot of times teachers have experienced that and they just wait it out, right? This is a new initiative. This is the shiny object, and then we're never going to come back to it again. So why am I going to waste my time? Why am I going to do these things? And it's very important that you're proactive in making sure that they understand that this is the culture of our campus. This is what we do as a staff, and this isn't going away. The other piece to it is making sure that when you're in staff meetings, you're talking about these strategies, that you're also using data to show patterns and improvement in student responses. So a lot of our kids go through adverse situations, they don't do a very good job of working through that, which equals negative behavior. And what we want to show is that the things that we have changed is actually making it so that the students are making better decisions in the future. And a lot of times I had discipline data that showed, and I provide this to my staff, that the repeat behavior actually decreased based on some of the practices that we did, which is the third tenet in our book, responding intentionally. And so there were four core pieces that we always did with our staff as far as making sure the student took ownership of their actions, understood who their actions actually affected. Then we had a teach piece as far as teaching the skills necessary if they were to see this adverse situation again. And then the fourth piece is having consequences that related to the negative behavior. And then, of course, with that plan and the consequences is, you know, restoring what was harmed. Main thing is that we understand that this is a long runway for any leader. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen even the first year. And so just know that this is a multi-year process. It's something that, you know, we're going to start small and we're going to add to it, specifically strategies and practices. But I want you to understand that the first year is really about massaging new ideas to staff, understanding that we're not going to be making everything based on fear and we're not looking just for punitive responses with negative behavior. So that in itself is quite a bit, you know, just that list itself. I would really champion every leader that's listening, any person that has influence in this, is that you're really just focusing on building that foundation and that mindset first before taking on anything bigger. And if you need support in that, of course, myself, Charlie, this is the work that we do. We love having coaching conversations. We love coming in for either a cohort model, doing multiple PD sessions throughout the year to assist in making sure that we're communicating this system as a whole and helping massage those mindsets so that way we get everybody on the same page. With that, I'm going to close this down for this week. I know this was a short episode, but we will be back to our normal format next week as Charlie will be back in town. I'll be back in town. I'm preparing right now to do some EQ work with a local district here in Colorado Springs. I'm so excited about that. And that'll actually be on the brand new book that Charlie and I are writing. And we are in the midst of that too. We're excited about this new work as it champions and connects to the language of behavior. So if you are looking for something for the upcoming year, please let us know. If there's any way that we can support you, please jump into the show notes. Both of our websites are there. We also have our email, social media, and we would love to connect with you. With that, I hope you are starting your summer with some rest and relaxation. I hope everyone is rebuilding their self-capacity as we're gonna see the summer go by quickly. I'm gonna be jumping into the brand new year, but I know that the people that are doing this work, that are really trying to make this mind shift, making a systematic shift, are going to see the benefits because we are here to champion for our students. And just a reminder that to get knowledge to the brain, you need to go through the heart.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. We'll see you on the next episode.